Good morning. The storm system that brought a variety of precipitation across interior New York and New England is now departing east of Cape Cod. Drier weather is building in, although many locations have gone back below freezing. So what's left on the ground is icing up, and untreated surfaces will be a bit slick this morning, with most locations starting out between 25 and 32 degrees. As we get deeper into the morning and the sun comes up, we'll wind up seeing some breaks in the cloud cover. Not a lot of sunshine in most places. The best chance for more sun will be in the mid and lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England. And in these locations, high temperatures will be in the lower 40s. Other places will make it above freezing, but to stop in the middle and upper 30s for afternoon highs. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the Ohio Valley, where a weak disturbance will be pivoting through into southern Canada over the next 24 to 36 hours. So clouds will build back in tonight, and we'll see a few rounds of scattered rain and snow showers push through as temperatures drop back into the lower 30s. During the day tomorrow, what's left of that moisture will be wrung out in the form of rain showers in the afternoon as highs approach 40 again. Then, in the afternoon and evening hours tomorrow, we'll shift the wind around to the west, and colder air will start to filter into the region. With the favorable trajectory off of Lake Ontario in central New York, we'll have steadier snow and squalls, while downwind in the rest of interior New York and New England, flurries and snow showers will be common tomorrow night, Friday, and through the weekend. All the while, we'll have a gusty west-northwest wind flow, and temperatures will slide back. High temperatures on Friday will be back into the mid-30s, then lower 30s for Saturday, with highs staying below freezing and near the 30-degree mark on Sunday. More cold air will move into the region on Monday and Tuesday, with high temperatures staying in the 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a low-pressure system lifting through the Midwest, Ohio Valley, and Great Lakes will produce rain, snow, and some sleet today and tomorrow. Numerous winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are in effect across South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, southern Minnesota, and Wisconsin, where snowfall amounts of about 8 to 12 inches will be most likely. Gusty winds south of the low will increase wildfire potential across parts of Oklahoma and northern Texas, where very dry conditions are in place. Meanwhile, high pressure will steadily build in over the west, expanding into the adjacent plains by Friday. Approaching Pacific systems will weaken upon reaching the west coast. However, light coastal rain and mountain snow may be possible for portions of California, Oregon, and Washington, but nothing like the onslaught of storms that we saw in the first few weeks of the month. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and overcast skies, 25 degrees, with a wind out of the northwest at 25 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 41 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 31 degrees, the dew point 23, 72% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 16, gusting to 23 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.59 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at Laredo, Texas, to a low of 16 below zero at Mammoth Lake, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy near 50. Boston, partly sunny and breezy, lower 40s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with late-day rain showers and highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature at Albany yesterday, 35 degrees, the low 32. The average temperature, 34, that's 12 degrees above normal. 1.08 inches of liquid equivalent precipitation yesterday, that's a new record for the date, the old record, 94 hundredths, set in 1923. But 1.4 inches of that came in the form of snow and sleet. The monthly total now is 2.8 inches, which is still 11.3 inches below normal, and 17.2 inches for the year, which is 13.7 inches of snow and sleet below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees. The average low, 14. The record high, 61, set in 1938, and the record low, 12 below zero in 1963. Sunrise this morning, 7:16 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5 o'clock p.m. 9 hours and 44 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, becoming breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Cloudy with snow showers and pockets of sleet tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds becoming breezy today with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy with scattered rain showers tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy becoming breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Cloudy with rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds becoming breezy today with highs right around 40. Mostly cloudy, scattered rain showers tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, becoming breezy today, highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Cloudy with rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, rain showers, some snow showers late in the afternoon, temperatures topping out near 40 in the middle of the day, then dropping. Mostly cloudy, windy, colder snow showers Friday and Saturday, lower to mid-30s. Mostly cloudy with snow showers Sunday near 30. A mix of sun and clouds Monday, mid to upper 20s, and mostly cloudy with a chance of light snow Tuesday and highs in the upper 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.